Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'm joined by my special guest this next half hour, Angela Lang, Executive Director of Black Leaders Organizing Communities. We got some action on the text line, so before we move on to these detainer requests, let's get some love and respect to our many listeners, callers, and texters. If you have a comment or question for Angela or I about any of the things that we've been talking about this afternoon, the detainer requests, the cancellation of mail-in voting, apparently, by Donald Trump, even though he has no constitutional authority to do that. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Wanted to give some love to Jamie Martinson. She's my senior producer. She was expressing that when you get rid of mail-in voting, it will make it much harder for folks that are older, that are students out of state, temporary residents out of state, right? Senior citizens, overseas military. I mean, can you imagine saying to all, well, if there's no mail-in voting, then how exactly are people serving our country, giving, you know, their lives to protecting our freedoms? And how are they going to vote, Mr. President? You know, that's going to make it so much harder. We mentioned the drop boxes. You know, this is one of those areas where the nonsense has now overwhelmed all of the reasonable discussion. And by that, Angela, I simply mean, of course drop boxes should be secured. I think they should be likely monitored, like put the cameras on them, secure them, place them adjacent to a clerk's office or whomever your jurisdictions. Nobody's debating that it's essential to secure.
I want my ballot secured. Yeah,
absolutely. Everybody does. Exactly. Nobody's having that argument. No. But when the mayor of Wausau wheels the drop box off under his own volition, and now we've got DA Eric Toney, another Republican who previously opined that he just decided drop boxes were illegal, so they didn't have them in Washington County. Like, that guy is the one that's investigating the Wausau mayor. I'm sure he's going to conclude that there was lots of illegal. Of course he won't. But this is all of these things. I mean, I read a series of both true and utterly fictitious things that Donald Trump is doing or has done. Again, some of them old, some of them current, and some of them entirely made up yesterday, that paints the point and I think makes a point about people being robbed of their right to vote. A few more things. Folks, if you want to check that list out, you can find that episode again at Maggie Dawn Show on Facebook and Instagram. You can also check out all of our old shows wherever you get your podcasts from. Jacob, my technical producer, also says this: if states are agents of the federal government, then why aren't they running around with masks and hiding their faces and names? It's a good gosh darn question, Jacob. Yikes. And on the text line, Steve from Milwaukee: I'm to the point where we are dealing with Nazis, in my opinion. So there are no rules anymore. Not enough sense in Republicans to, or not enough sense in Republicans to find a way to compromise. You can't compromise with Nazis, the rotten fish head of Trump. Any Republican voter okay with ending vote by mail are Nazis and foes promoting, excuse me, voter suppression. Folks, when I'm reading your text, attention to grammar is very helpful so that I can read them accurately on the line. Steve also saying that Trump is an embarrassment. Cam from Appleton also weighing in. All of this, you know, when you think about the voter purges, and Mark from Prairie du Sac pointing out that he believes that voter purges are likely a violation of the 14th Amendment, especially Section 2, which talks about that you shall not abridge the franchise or a person's right to vote. The purges, right, the targeting of blue and Democratic cities, the targeting of mail-in voting, the multi-decade effort to make it harder for black and brown people and young people and folks with disabilities to vote. Those aren't made up things. They're very, very well documented. And remember, he gave Bill Barr a directive to seize voting machines back in 2020. Yep. It's what led to Barr's ultimate resignation at the end of December. Pam Bondi will execute on that order. She will order FBI agents to seize voting machines. Angela, are you preparing at Block in sort of a response mode? Are you trying to educate, from a grassroots perspective, right? There's all these squawkers talking about the Constitution and norms, but hey, on the ground, how do we ready ourselves for that? Because it's coming.
It's hard. You know, I think for us, that's why it's so important for us to have this year-round engagement, is that when something like this happens, we can talk about it now in real time. We don't have to wait a couple weeks before an election. They changed this thing. They got rid of drop boxes. And this whole time you're mentally preparing your own plan. And so I think that's one of the advantages of us having this kind of year-round engagement. We're able to answer people's questions. You know, we take a portion of our community meeting where we talk about current events. People are able to ask questions. Hey, I saw this thing on the news. Is this true? How did we get here? And so I think that is really important. But, you know, we also are preparing for the worst, right? Like, how are we tailoring our message, tailoring our education, and perhaps tailoring our tactics? There's a tactic that folks use. I haven't done it in quite some time, but we used to do what we call these things, knock and drags, where, you know, you're knocking on someone's house and you literally persuade them enough to get in your car right in that moment. You've
been there, sister friend.
Yeah, knock and drags. I've done the 5 a.m. knock and drags. They're not fun, right? But do we have to go back to some of those tactics because people are, you know, maybe voting on election day? But if people are voting on election day, we've seen what happened in places like Georgia, where you can't even hand out bottles of water and, you know, people can't sit down, all of these things. So I think we're slowly chipping away at democracy for a long time, but specifically in the voter rights section. And it's meant to confuse people. People are used to having their own process, right? We know a lot of our elders, they want to be the first ones in line. They get up, they get dressed up in their Sunday best. They are probably there before the poll workers are there, right? Like, people have their routines. And when you start to disrupt people's routines and then you kind of throw in, you know, this chaos and these scare tactics, it really can turn people off from voting and thinking like, can I even do this? Back in 2012, I believe, Scott Walker had these billboards. I will never forget. He had these billboards on the north side of Milwaukee that were handcuffs with big giant letters, voter fraud is a felony. And so, you know, there are people who had their voting rights restored after going through the criminal justice system, seeing these signs like, wait, can I vote? If I go vote, am I gonna get arrested? I think my voting rights are restored. Let me not risk it. And I think, you know, right now people are thinking of a lot of risks of even showing up to the polls, showing up to protest and resist. People are getting snatched off the street. So I think it's all connected in how we're scaring people into submission of a dictatorship, quite frankly.
And this reminds me, Jamie, and for all of you, we're going to schedule, and Angela, I would love for you to be here and as one of our panelists. I want to have a show soon, like within the next month or so, that focuses on how to protest, how to engage, anticipating all these things. We can include, hey, how to ensure that your right to vote will not be taken from you, right? Like, hey, you can ask for time off of work. I think you get at least 3 hours to vote. Right. Mm-hmm. All these kinds of things, how to protest smartly and not get arrested, those kinds of things, and actually go through these tips. I just received some communications and outreach from one of the organized groups of veterans and former intelligence officers about how to engage with National Guard troops and to do so as productively as possible, keeping in mind that the National Guard basically markets itself to people as being disaster responders. Mm-hmm. That's what they don't market themselves being like, yes, and when you sign up for the Guard, we're going to send you to our nation's capital or LA to face off against protesters.
Mm-hmm. Or homeless people.
Or to put people's stuff in garbage bins, right? Like, that's not what those folks sign up for. So we should definitely do that because I think talking about people's rights in this moment and getting really clear about, listen, if you absolutely can't vote on voting day, here's how you make damn sure. This is the timeline. These are the documents. And I think trying to reach out to folks about what on paper and off paper is and when voting rights are restored in the state so that people are absolutely clear would be incredibly important. I did want to share some sound, since we're spending a little bit more time on this, about the stupid hypocrisy of Donald Trump on this, because back when it was his election, he would say to his supporters, yes, please use the mail-in voting. But when it comes to people, it's, again, everything about Donald Trump is rules for me, and then there's rules for thee and the people that don't agree with me. This is his daughter-in-law, now the head of the RNC, Lara Trump. Let's take a listen to this. This is Cut 6.
Hi, this is Lara Trump calling on behalf of President Trump's campaign, and we're urging you to get out and vote before Election Day. This is a tight race, and we need every single Trump supporter to get out and cast their vote. We must have massive turnout to make our victory too big to rig and overcome any and everything they throw at us. Go to swampthevoteusa.com.
Don't do that. Anyways, we can turn this off. When you're early voting in Wisconsin, the only way to early vote is technically mail-in voting, or because it's all absentee early voting. This is Trump himself. You got to listen carefully because he talks about it right at the front end of this. This is Cut 7.
Whether you vote early, absentee, by mail, or in person, we are going to protect the vote. That's the most important thing we have to do.
Yay, blah, blah, blah. Except for anybody who wants to vote for my opponent, then not so much protecting the vote. And finally, let's take a listen to Cut 8, if you can make sense. This is vintage Trump gobbledygook. Take a listen.
Our entire nation is counting on the people of this great Commonwealth, and I know you will not let us down. You're not going to let us down. We got to get out and vote. And you can start right away. You know that, right? Now we have this stupid stuff where you can vote 45 days early. I wonder what the hell happens during that 45. Let's move the CD's votes. We've got about a million.
Anyways,
votes.
More Trump nonsense. But again, the vote early. So when it is his campaign, he's all about it. Now let's not have it. It's just so two-faced, and it is targeted. It is about black and brown folks. It's about young folks. It's about disabled folks. I think the sound is pretty gosh darn hilarious, personally.
It's wild.
Right?
Like, there are receipts, right? And it's, I think what also is very baffling that we don't talk about is that, like, the extreme incompetence of the Trump administration, and the fact that, like, there's not even, they don't even try to put spin on things. They don't even try to clean up, like, oh man, this might not play well from, like, a PR standpoint. They don't care that there's literal receipts where he said, yeah, vote by mail, it's fine. And now he's changing his tune. It's just, it's wild that there's this level of, I don't even care to try and make things make sense.
Yeah, there, many folks will reference the fact that totalitarians, fascists, and dictators will often have in their leadership ranks, in their governments, toadies, sycophants, fools, and the corrupt. It's basically idiots and corrupt folks, because that's who will say yes to the tyrant. It's the clown show on a national scale here in Trumpland. We're going to take it back, folks. Angela and I are going to talk about how we're doing that here in Wisconsin. We will move on to those ICE detainer requests. Angie from Monroe, I will answer your question on the other side about real IDs and voting here in Wisconsin. Stay tuned.